Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. It's not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hey, Five Tribe, welcome back. This is our 7th episode about creating the next version of yourself. And it's all about what happens when people don't support the new you. So you've made your goals, you know who you want to be, you're starting to act that way, and people don't like the change as much as you hope they would. I'm Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How are you doing today, Kat?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. This is a challenging one because this is like where social pressure really kicks you in the butt and you're like, yeah, I'm crossing the river of change. And it's like everybody on the shore of where you were launches their hooks in you is like, come back to us. We don't want you to change. Not because they don't want the best for you, but just because change scares them.
Yeah. It's such a weird thing. You know, we have many friends who are entrepreneurs, many friends who are interested in personal development. One of the things we hear the most is like how surprised they are that the people closest to them, families or friends they've had growing up, aren't more supportive of what they're doing. And I don't think that the people in our lives do this on purpose. I just think that subconsciously, when you change, the relationship changes and people get worried that you're leaving them behind or that something is going to happen, or maybe your success sort of highlights and triggers the fact that maybe they should be doing something different. And it changes things. It's probably the hardest part about this journey is what it does to the existing life that you have.
Yeah. And it's awkward, right? Because you are changing, you're evolving, you know where you want to go. And sometimes people have never even thought about changing their lives. They've never thought about making more money, losing weight, just being happier. And when you start to embody that, it is a direct reflection on them. You're not so much being mean or anything like that. You're holding up a mirror of what they could actually do, and they don't know how to interpret that yet. And like any change, we kind of resist it right off the bat. It's just important to know that this is a really normal part of the process. And I would almost say that if you aren't getting this, you haven't probably changed enough, and yeah, you're probably still being very, very much the same. But depending on who you're with, even the changing from Coke to Diet Coke can really push people off their balance. So
yeah, I mean, you have to think about it like this. Your growth forces other people to adjust to the new you, and not everybody wants to do that.
So let's just talk about why growth disrupts relationships, because that is really what's happening. Relationships, like most of our lives, we're humans, we're pattern forming people. So relationships are built on patterns. And when you break that pattern, their brain doesn't have a new neural pathway for that. Even though you may have spent a lot of time thinking about how you're going to interact with this person or be in your life, this new pattern is completely new to them and they are going to resist it. Their brain is going, this is too much energy. I don't like this. Stop. We're going to stop right now. We're going to do things to kind of bring this person back to normal. And they might cut you down. They might make fun of your change or anything else. That's about them. And I think that's always the key thing to remember.
Yeah. I mean, your change highlights their stagnation. There's nothing wrong with people living their lives and doing what they're doing. The problems come is when it negatively impacts your communication, the way that you interact with people. You know, it becomes really challenging when, you know, one person out of the friend group becomes wildly successful or becomes wealthy. Like, it changes things. And people don't really know how to verbalize this, but what is really happening is they miss the version of you that was easier, that they were comfortable with. They miss the you of before that they got to know. And instead of, you know, sitting with that discomfort or even acknowledging that there is discomfort, instead people kind of make jokes or tease you or do whatever it is that they do because they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah. They miss the predictability of the relationship, ultimately, is what we're saying is you've been showing up for this person the same way every day and or every week or every month, and now you have changed and they just don't know how to cope with that. And you know, there's a lot of reasons why people will resist this kind of change. And really, it's just your change highlights their stagnation. It highlights the fact that they aren't changing in that same way. They might be changing in other ways, but in the way that you're currently changing, they're looking at that and either they just feel inadequate, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. And so if you're experiencing this, or if you're maybe considering ending long-term friendships, if like things just aren't working out for you, I want you to know that you're not doing anything wrong. The people in your life that are having trouble with this new updated version of you, they're not resisting your growth. They're not mad at you in particular for embracing things. They're more just resisting their own discomfort. They're more just not feeling good about themselves. Like if you had friends that you went out drinking with every weekend and then you became someone very focused on your health and you stopped, it's not that they're mad at you for stopping. They're mad at what your stopping makes them feel about their own habits, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. And I went through that several times when I stopped drinking. It was just a health choice. And if you want to know how hard that is, get around a group of guys that drink beer after every hockey game that they play and you sit there drinking your water. It makes everyone feel uncomfortable. It's just part of it. Your growth is forcing others to adjust, and not everybody wants to. Not everybody wants to think that they don't have to have that drink. They don't have to talk cruelly about other people or gossip or whatever else that you're changing. And that is, they're going to feel very, very discomforted with that. And they'll need to adjust, which we're going to get into a little more.
Yeah, I mean, and let's talk about what happens inside of you when all of this is going around, because I'd love to say that all of us are like, sorry, I'm on my growth journey and I'm super confident in all my choices and I feel really great about everything. But the truth is that if you're listening to this, like, probably a decent person. Most people are decent people. And when you get the sort of feedback or when you make people uncomfortable, it's going to make you want to shrink. You're going to want to talk about your changes less. You're going to want to do things differently. Like if you're from the big Italian family and they want to put like a second helping of spaghetti on your plate, like you're going to want to be like, okay, because you don't want to make everyone uncomfortable. And there's going to be guilt with that. So all these things are going to go on internally. And if you can be self-aware and sort of expect it to happen, that can really help.
Yeah, I think that's proper preparation leads to better performance in those kinds of moments. And it's really normal. You're going to want to over explain what you're doing. You're going to want to protect people's feelings at times. I mean, you don't want mom to think that her cooking's bad because you don't have the second helping of spaghetti. But there are things that you have to remind yourself. When someone is negatively reacting to your growth, just pay attention to where you're feeling and where you're feeling that in your body and what you are thinking. Because if you're thinking you need to change to make this other person feel better, that's not on you. That is on them. That is the stories they're telling themselves. That is their belief system. That is all their stuff. And when you are allowed to just kind of stand in your truth, it feels a little bit better. It's hard. Nobody's saying this is like the easiest part of it. In fact, this is probably one of the hardest parts of it.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I mean, you might feel these negative things too. Like they're fearing you losing you, and you might fear losing them. You might be like, why can't everyone just be okay with this. You know, it might make you less likely to want to go to the friend hangout or to the family dinner. And it just might make you uncomfortable too. And just know that this is all a part of the process. And even noticing like some of your old people pleasing patterns kicking in and all of these things, just know that it's normal. And what we want to encourage you to do, what we always do on this show, is just to build that self-awareness. You know, when these feelings pop up, this guilt, this worry, where do you feel it in your body? Like, does it make your stomach hurt? Does it make your chest tight? I often feel things in my throat. It's like, it's literally like my words are being restricted in my throat. And just having that awareness and walking yourself through it, grow, because it makes life easy. We grow for the challenge of it and for what it teaches us about, you know, life on this rock we call Earth that we all live on.
Absolutely. So I think just being aware that, you know, you're going to be tempted to shrink back to who you were to make other people feel comfortable. And we're saying, take a pause. It's not about you. You don't have to shrink. Just understand what's going on inside your body, why you're feeling like that. Do you have a time that you want to share of like a time where you kind of shrunk back and you wish you hadn't?
Yeah, I mean, well, the food example's good. I mean, you and I went on a huge food journey and I can't think of anything in particular, but I remember how uncomfortable it was for me, like, you know, tell my mom and dad when I was going to visit them, like, look, I can't eat a lot of the things I used to eat because, you know, like parents, when their kids come to visit, they like put all your favorites, you know, which for me used to be like real Dr. Peppers and Doritos and like, you know, certain kind of Oreos. And so like I had to be like, oh, it's like so nice you guys did that, but I can't eat it. You know, it makes me inflamed and I'm working on all these different things. And so it's more like you feel bad. And it's, again, it wasn't a big deal, but that's one example I can think of. What about you?
I can think of the time, this is, you know, a couple decades ago, I moved into a new neighborhood and I had not been drinking for the last few years, got around a bunch of guys and they were all drinking and they felt uncomfortable that I wasn't. And so I did. I'm kind of upset about the younger version of me that did this, but I understood why I was doing it. I just wanted to fit into the new neighborhood, the new people and everything. So I started kind of drinking again just to fit in with people. And it took me a couple of years for me to realize I feel terrible doing this, consuming alcohol. I wake up with headaches. I'm inflamed. Just nothing is working for me. I'm losing half a day because like even one beer will give me a headache for several hours. I wish I could go back and not do it, to be quite honest. I'm not big on regrets and you know, wanting to change the past, but I feel like I betrayed myself in that moment. And I forgive myself for it, but I still wish that, you know, I hope somebody listens to this and goes, yeah, I won't do that then. You know, I'll stay in my truth.
That's good. I mean, we love a good self-compassion moment on this show. We all do things we wish we wouldn't have done. But here are some things not to do, right? Not to do when people resist you or feedback. This is a big one for me, and I really had to learn this, is don't over-explain. Like, you do not have to explain. You do not have to pull up your blood lab results and say, you see, I really do have inflammation. I'm not making it up. You don't owe anyone an explanation for why you are working on yourself or living this new life or reading the books you're reading. You don't have to tell anyone anything unless they're wonderful and genuinely interested in your life and your overall health. But like you don't have to explain yourself to anyone.
I think that's the biggest one. I love the, I mean, for all of you that carry around your chart with you, you know, you don't need to pull it out at every dinner. I'd say don't argue. Don't give in to the need to prove yourself in this, because what you're doing is you're lowering yourself to the old level that you were at, and it's really not part of your growth. It's kind of like saying it once, saying I'm not eating gluten anymore is one thing and just staying with it. I'm not eating gluten and did you know this? It's because of this and blah, blah, blah. And you keep going and going. Most people don't really want to hear it and are trying to over justify why we're doing what we're doing. Comes off as being defensive and we don't need to be defensive. We've made our choice. Gluten's bad for me. I don't eat gluten. And that's it. You know, I always say if you had a food allergy to something, you wouldn't be justified. Fine. It would be, no, I have a seafood allergy. This will kill me. I'm not doing it anymore. People would let it be and maybe treat it like that. Like, I'm just not doing this anymore. Why? Because I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say.
And look, you don't have to try to convince anyone to join you on the journey. A lot of people experience this with partners, with their husbands, with their, you know, boyfriends, I should say girlfriends too, whatever. You know, a lot of people, they try to bring someone else along on the journey. Like they're experiencing all of these good things and they really want their partner to be healthy or work out or, you know, read more books or do whatever. Don't try to convince someone to come along with you. People do not like to be forced to do things, and you cannot make another adult do something that they don't want to do. You are never leaving someone behind. They're always welcome to join you on the journey. All you can do is serve as an example and shine your bright light, but you cannot make someone do it with you. Are you feeling incredibly overwhelmed and burned out and like you aren't even sure what to do with the rest of your life? We absolutely understand, and we've been there. That is why Andrew and I are starting a coaching program called 5 Weeks to Future You. We'd love to tell you more about it. We're actually offering free calls so that you can meet us, chat with us, and learn about our program and our framework so you can see if it's the right fit for you. Just go to 5yearyou.com and schedule a call. We are only going to accept 5 people at a time to make sure you get all of the attention you need. So if it's something you're interested in, please set up a call as soon as possible. And we're really looking forward to meeting you.
Absolutely. And your growth does not need a debate. You're doing it. If you want someone else to come along with you, the only way that works, and this is from Mel Robbins' book, The Let Them Theory, I believe, is just you just keep doing it. And maybe after 6 months, they go, wow, they're really doing this and it's really working for them. I should give it a try. You lead by example. You don't drag someone along with you saying, hey, come with me on my ride, because that's not their journey. It's yours. And by setting that example, you are actually showing strength and courage and determination. And once you consistently do that, they will, if it's right for them, join you on that part of your journey. And if they don't, it's just not meant for them.
I love that. We just told you a bunch of things not to do. Here's what to do instead. Here is what you should do. Just stay consistent. Just do your thing. Walk to the beat of your own drum. Focus on your growth and yourself. You don't have to be loud about it. We don't have to like shove it in everybody's face. We don't have to like show everyone the paycheck because you went hardcore into your sales job and got a massive commission. Again, if people ask and they love you and they're interested, great. But we don't have to like force it on people. So consistency, yes. Loudly, you know, talking about it, no, which is hard because we know what it's like to be very passionate about something.
Yeah, I agree. I would say, you know, we just kind of said this, but let your actions speak for themselves. Embodiment is much more powerful than announcements. When people see that you are, we're using the health one quite a bit, so let's just stick with that. But when people see that, you know, you're starting to look more energetic, your skin looks better, you maybe are losing some weight, you just look happier and are generally better off, that is way better with the embodiment than announcing, so much happier right now, and I'm so much thinner, and have you noticed how my skin's glowing? Nobody wants to hear that. I mean, like, you're doing it, but like, the person who's not changing doesn't want to hear that. The person who has bad skin, who isn't going on the weight loss journey and all this stuff, you're just making them feel bad. And then you're going to get into the stuff we just talked about where you want to defend what you're doing and everything else. Just embrace your journey. It's yours.
Yeah. And look, you know, the truth is that your relationships will likely change and some people will fall away. And there is a grief to that and a sadness to that. And you should feel all of those feelings. But look, what we are all seeking when we do this work is alignment, not approval. And I can promise you that the more that you work on things and change things, the more people fall away who maybe didn't support you. You're just creating space energetically for amazing aligned people to come into your life. You'll be surprised at how wonderful people can be and how many close friends you can make, and just really, really worthwhile relationships will come into your life when you start shedding things. So keep that in the back of your head as you're grieving, as you're confused on, you know, the way people are interacting with you. And just know that there are a lot of good things on the way.
I love that. And I think that's a really great place to kind of shift over to the difference between feedback and resistance. Mm. I think that it's important to understand not all pushback from people is insecurity. sometimes you're going to tell people, I'm going vegan, and you're going to have your grandma that has been eating meat her whole life come to you and say, you need to have protein, and you're going to want to defend tofu and all these things that you eat. And that's not grandma being insecure. That is grandma caring about you. And this is the way she knows how to care about you. And just kind of understanding that people may not be able to use the words that you want them to use to explain how they care for you, but they'll show it in their actions in different ways. A lot of parents, the way we share our love for our kids is to make sure that they don't get hurt. It's like, oh, be careful for this, be careful for that. What we're saying is, I really love you. Please don't hurt yourself. Please don't get hurt. But it comes across as this like extra overly cautious, let me point out every worst thing in the world that can happen to you right now, so that you don't get exposed to it. And that is kind of what happens with certain people. It's like, wow, you know, you need to have this kind of food, or you need to make sure you're doing this thing over and over again. And they're just coming from their paradigm. They're just coming from what they know. They haven't read the research that you've read that makes sense for you, and they won't. And that's okay. You just need to know why you're doing what you're doing and understand it. And I think a more powerful thing is that when somebody gives you resistance or feedback or whatever you label it as, take it in. Show that person that you are hearing them, because that's what you want ultimately, is you want to be heard on your stuff. And the only way they're going to probably give a chance of hearing you is if you hear them first.
Yeah. So just use your discernment is really what we're saying. You know, take everything with a grain of salt. Take something as feedback. Some things are going to be more, you know, resistance or someone's insecurity, but just take what you will. Be open-minded. Be helpful if people ask you helpful questions, and take it from there. It's your growth is for you. It's about becoming someone who is honest with themselves about what you need, both, you know, mind, body, soul, relationships, all the things. And so just staying grounded, mature, and kind, and just keeping that self-awareness going as you interact with the people in your life, as you grow, will help you as it's happening.
Yeah. And like we always say too, you know, rejection is protection. If somebody falls away, there is going to be a part of that that sucks, but it usually means the door is opening for somebody better to step in. That's always been our case, is not everybody's going to be with you on the whole journey. That is okay. Stay grounded in who you are, remain mature, and just keep growing. It's what we're all about.
Yeah. So to wrap things up, I'll leave you with a few questions to consider if any of this resonates with you. One really good question to ask yourself is, where am I shrinking myself to keep the peace? Like, which people in my life do I find myself constantly dimming my light a little bit to make them more comfortable?
Yeah. And a great follow-up question to that, I'm just going to jump in here, is whenever you think of doing something and you think, what will X person think? That's your person that usually is coming to mind. We all have that one person or two.
Yeah. So I love those two questions. So next episode is how to stop spiraling, because maybe some people listening to this are feeling spirally already, but you can really get into your head and wonder if you're doing the right thing. So we'll go with that next.
Sounds great. All right, Kat, we're doing a new segment still about like our great hauls, our great things that we've discovered in our thrifting journey. What is your thrifting find of the week?
Guys, it's not even that the find itself. Drew and I, like, for fun, went to the thrift store last week and we filmed our haul. 20,000 plus views and growing on Instagram. It is so insane. I was not expecting that. We have our 5-year you account that we share tons of personal development on, but we also have an account called Mom's Got Money, and it is just, it's popping because people like our thrift finds, which I just think is so fun.
I love that. Yeah, that was that's mine too. Like, I think that's just the thrift of the week. What's your glimmer? Or is it the same thing? Or you got something new?
I think that the growth is so fun. You know, I love working with you and doing things together, and it makes me so happy that, you know, something we just did on the fly just popped off like that. But also, I think the sun has been out here in Chicago, and I'm just so, so ready for spring to come. The groundhog said spring was going to be here soon, and I'm super ready for it. What about you?
I think that what I really am shimmery about right now is, for years we've heard, like, just do the things that make you feel happy and stuff, and we teach that. And I felt like, you know, you and I were trying to kind of crack Instagram. We were doing a bunch of different things, and we finally figured out that, well, we're just going to share our happiness with what we're doing, which a couple of people had told us to do, and we're like, no, nobody really really cares about that. And it's working. So it's just, it feels like this giant door just kind of finally opened and is saying, yes, do the things that make you happy. We've been telling you this for years. And I just kind of feel great about that.
Me too. I love that.
All right, folks, we will see you next time. And remember, you don't need everyone to understand you. You just need to understand yourself. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.